nice to you, but now I'm coming to the edge.
Monkey, monkey, monkey! Whoa, 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 whoa.
What do you like about corn?
She's gonna try to stop me, but she can't run those little high heels.
Daniel.
Let's go, Bandit!
What type of shit is this? I don't care how fine she is, she fought in your car, you mad!
Hi everyone, welcome to the podcast. We have a very special podcast today, gang, because it's our first guest in our office.
This is my office now.
Okay.
CJ Toledano is here.
Did you come over just to get the watch?
Yeah, I got a free day, and I want to check out the office, and it's...
Every day's a free day for you,
CJ. It's a freaking dream come true. No, I've been punished.
He's got a baby. CJ actually works now, and he has a family.
I work, and I have a family. I've been telling people, old coworkers checking up on me. I say, I feel like I've been punished by how much non-work I did for...
For IFC, when you worked there, Twitter?
IFC actually...
CJ famously was paid a good amount of money to tweet from IFC's Twitter account 3 times a week.
It wasn't even IFC.
I was like, bank the tweets in... 2 days for like 3 years.
Wasn't it like a show that nobody watched? It has Will Ferrell.
Yeah, the first
Spoils of Babylon.
Yeah, Spoils of Babylon. Will Ferrell. It was the start of Will Ferrell just getting paychecks.
Remember that one movie he did that was all in Spanish?
Oh yeah,
Casa de Padre or whatever.
Yeah. Casa de mi Padre.
Was that any good?
I didn't see it.
I don't know.
Anyways.
Anywho, gang.
I did that. I was the character. It was remember that was big? Like, hey, can you tweet as the character?
Oh,
like
that was huge.
Every character had to have their own
2014.
Like,
yeah.
Dad Boner?
Dad Come Boner.
On. Come on, folks.
Yeah. Man, and that paid your rent pretty much for, like, years. How do you get that job?
I don't know. You know what? It was, like, getting that talk show writing job, even though it didn't go well. It still, like, put me in a tier.
CJ somehow got hired to be the head writer for a Korean talk show.
Well, no, that was after.
No. He's talking about Fallon.
No, oh, wait. Oh. I thought, oh, okay. Yeah.
But I was doing IFC and the Korean. So I went from, like, remember being, I was so broke when I first moved into the mansion.
Yeah.
And then out of nowhere, it all came piling in.
Remember you did, like, the soup thing?
Yep. Well, soup investigate.
CJ Toledano.
My on-screen debut.
And you had big nuts?
Well, that's why this office is sick. You guys, we did it.
Well, CJ had 1,000 different jobs. How did you get the... So you started young working for The Tonight Show. And then late night with Jimmy Fallon.
Yep.
Then you got fired pretty quickly.
It wasn't fired. Okay.
What?
It's not fired. And everyone over, you don't get renewed. You get 13 weeks.
And they didn't like you or think you did a good enough job. And
no, I was doing a good job.
And 80 Miles was like, you're too young.
No, that guy was.
What did he say?
In a comedy idol. He was, oh, you know, one, he said many things. Here's one that he said as he was like, hey, we're not renewing you. I put a couple of dollars in your pocket. You're going to be okay. And I was like, there's different ways to say that.
What does that mean?
Huh? He paid you.
And that's Andy Daly.
No.
Miles.
I mean, might as well be. Andy Daly is way better, though. Andy Daly is if 80 Miles, like, had confidence to continue being cool.
Yeah.
Oh, yeah. Remember Andy Daly's character of only doing L.A. location comedy?
Mm-hmm. No, Nine Sweaters is, like, the best comedy album ever.
I mean, the bit where he, like, he's a comic that does nothing but, like, setups or something.
Oh, yeah.
Or where he just doesn't. He goes, I was reading the other thing the other day, and it was just like, I'm like, come on. Like, really? Are you serious? And it's just like, these people, they'll never get it. I mean, like, who are. So.
We watched him do that live. 5 times.
No, that was, I was always so jealous because I used to, when I lived in Erie, Pennsylvania, and Chicago.
That sounds scary.
No.
They made a whole show based on
that. No, that's Erie, Indiana. But yeah. I used to look at a special thing and I'd look at all those lineups. I go, man, it'd be awesome to go and see those shows. And you guys were going to those shows.
Yeah, we were.
Yeah, we were being awesome.
We were going to MySpace. Who did MySpace?
Who did MySpace?
Paul Scheer, Rob Hubel.
Human
Who else? People.
Rob Riggle.
Oh, that
Rob
was the Riggle. Name of the show?
Yeah.
They'd go through your MySpace and then do
Jason
it.
Mantzoukas?
Donald Glover.
We did not. We never saw Jason Mantzoukas.
I saw Jason Mantzoukas all the time at MySpace.
I didn't really
I didn't see
I don't remember Jason no Mantzoukas.
That's actually one thing that people are surprised that I haven't seen that show, The League.
Yeah.
Never seen The League. I
just don't
I've
care.
Never seen Always Sunny.
I've never seen Always Sunny.
And that's a same show people, that right? I always want to watch it, but I never do.
I just know that I think all of those people individually are funny and talented. Yes. There's just something about the show Always Sunny to where I in my mind I'm like, nah, that's not for me.
I think stankin' it's like ass part bitch. Of it is love it and make their way. Yeah. Like they've those are the people who bully us and also are like
what's well,
I don't get bullied.
Okay, I've so never been bullied in my life.
So it must be nice.
Clay famous.
I'll bully people.
Yeah.
Clay is a bully.
Yeah.
Yeah. So. It's the same people who like Dave Matthews.
What did you
band.
Say to me?
I wasn't talking about you.
Okay.
Chill out.
Same people who like Dave Matthews. I know that he's talented.
Yeah.
But I ain't going to listen
you
to
you don't like
shit.
Monkey on a Chain?
I'm a monkey by on a chain.
Can I say something again about The Office? You guys have like the 1950s detective thing silhouettes just walk by your window.
Yeah.
It really feels like another decade.
Is there a way to un-gray out the glass?
No.
I don't think so.
Our glass is opaque.
It's frosted.
Yeah.
No, well, there's a hole right there.
It looks like you a location from Pulp Fiction or Reservoir Dogs.
Yeah. No, it's awesome. It's like the hallway in like Beverly Hills Cop before his friend gets shot.
I mean, you should see when this light is turned on. We got some nasty. We got some nasty fluorescent
that's
light in here.
Pea yellow light. This is going to ruin my mood for a month.
It's just so bright.
Ugh.
Gross. But we don't need it. We'll get plenty of pics up on the Instagram.
Yeah.
Here's the first order of business now that we're taking this podcast more seriously is I need to delete. We need to delete every thing that on the Instagram. You know, do that thing. And just and post six photos that all make one photo.
No. Okay.
Yeah, that's what we got to do. That's what people do when they rebrand.
Did you see that we're Instagram rebranding.
No, that's like what Ruka does when they have a new line of like board shorts.
We should do that with board shorts.
Okay. I don't know if you guys keep up with social media, but Instagram
I do. I keep up on it. I check it every day.
Reprioritizing photos and posts.
Why?
Because they overcorrect, not overcorrected, but they feel like Reels is not the direct or like I think people were making too much money off of Reels or something like that and like the app became too much like TikTok
so now instead of like doing sketch videos you do a picture of someone dribbling and that does
but numbers. There is a way around that
okay. What
so you do okay so let's take that post you were talking about person dribbling what people
great
do
post.
Now is just do they do a still frame of person dribbling and then they put that like IG story text over it. It says person dribbling, and then you just swipe over, and that's how it re-puts it back.
Stankin' ass bitch.
Oh, that's the trick.
Wow,
that's like I follow like you used to work Bleacher Report or whatever.
Yes, and
follows.
They do the hell out of that.
And they post the thing, and they have like a quote or whatever, and then you have to swipe.
There's
to the see
thing
it.
That Rod was showing me his Instagram, and it said nasty anal, and it's just a picture.
Yeah, Bleacher Report. Is different thing for Rod.
bleached butthole report.
Yeah.
No, but isn't that stupid? All social media, we've seen it from the beginning, is they assume every follower is
right, not right now.
The stupidest person alive. So we really have to tell them exactly what they're supposed to feel and get from this video.
Dude, I'm fucking over it. I mean, I'm telling you.
Rod, not right now.
Sorry. Rod's been coughing his ass off since mid-January.
He does it for attention.
No, right? I've like, just
You
I've...
notice he coughs when he's not talking. You notice that, right?
Yeah. CJ, you've also had a pretty bad cough for the last 2 years.
But I don't believe in COVID.
I haven't been coughing.
It's just my time.
Since January?
Yeah, dude, you've been coughing your ass off.
Yeah.
You would cough on me through the night and when we'd share the bed.
What?
You always share a bed. Remember when Michael Jackson said that? I remember being in middle school when he did that. That was that like special where they went to his house and interviewed
him. The British guy came over?
Yeah, and he dangles a baby off a balcony.
Yeah, was that like a three-part special?
Yeah. I remember watching it and wanting really badly to root for Michael Jackson.
No.
And then I was like a child, and I remember him going, do you think it's normal to sleep in the same bed with the kids? And he goes, you always share a bed. With someone you live. Just feeling like,
you don't do that.
You just don't.
Regarding the Chris Rock special that we were talking about earlier, that is an angle that I'm surprised no one has done, how
Oh, yeah.
He's, Michael Jackson is like, it's not only forgiven, but people double down. Like, some of the most sane people that you've ever talked to will be like, love Michael Jackson. I love Michael Jackson. I'm like, I would go and see an impersonator tomorrow. I have a Michael Jackson t-shirt. Like, no one cares. And they're doubling down on it.
They'll. But
Rod,
with
come on, Rod.
The bit Chris Rock's thing.
Rod,
yeah, oh, God, that's so messed up.
No, that's fine. It's okay.
Chris Rock's whole thing is like selective outrage is what he's talking about constantly, where he says people don't get mad at Michael Jackson and instead they'll be like, "I'm never listening to R. Kelly again." But it's like, yeah, because Michael Jackson has better songs. That's the idea of the bit, which I think is pretty clever, and it's also absolutely true.
Yes,
true.
Yes.
Always share a bed.
You always share a bed.
But I think people could just be like, hey,
as we sit here today,
be a bad guy.
Do you still think?
I'm still listening to music here.
That it's acceptable to share your bed with children?
Like,
of course.
Totally
fine. Wait, of course. Why not? If you're going to be a pedophile, if you're going to be Jack the Ripper, if you're going to be a murderer, it's not a good idea. That I'm not. That's how we were raised. And I didn't sleep in the bed with the child. Even if I did, it's okay. I slept on the floor. I gave the bed to the child.
But given all that you've been through, given the allegations, given the innuendo, why would you put yourself in a position where something like this could happen again?
Well, I'm always more cautious, but I would never stop helping and loving people the way Jesus said to. He said, continue to love, always love, bring on the children, imitate the children, not childish, but childlike.
No, what you said.
Yeah, you got to share your bed.
Did he say it?
Yeah, that's not the same interview, though.
No, it's not, because it's the British guy.
Man, that made me definitely not.
Ray, come on, man.
Embarrassed. I was
CJ?
Yeah.
See both sides.
You got to see both sides. This is a centrist podcast.
Sorry, sorry.
Wait, what are the two sides?
One side is
he loves kids, and the other side is he loves kids in a different way.
Yeah,
that's the thing. There is no.
Did y'all watch?
One side
he
is
just
this.
Loved kids.
One side's this. Oh, a shit bed. And the other side is this. Applehead.
You're an applehead. You're a doo doo. You're a doo doo, and you're an applehead. Madonna. Oh, she's an applehead.
All right. What is the other one you guys gonna make?
Which
this?
One is good or bad?
I think Applehead is like a silly guy.
It's not Applehead. They're both. It's fine.
No,
is a doo doo is bad though, right?
Doo doo is bad. Applehead is like you're a little goofy.
You're funny.
Yeah,
that's my friend. He's Applehead.
Yeah.
Did y'all watch Chris Rock's thing?
Yeah, I saw the Will Smith stuff. He messed up.
Well, that's what's funny too. Will Smith Twitter did? Is like
no. Chris Rock.
Remember he messed up the movie title.
He messed up the movie title, and it was really thrilled. Right? He really didn't.
As a comedian, you know he's got to be like, damn it.
Well, that's why. Hey,
you know it's a good idea though. Don't do it. Do two shows and then don't do it live.
Yeah, there was nothing added to it doing live, but making it a worse. Quality special.
So more people subscribe to Netflix. And
people
watch it
are
right
gonna watch
away.
It because they want to see
such
it.
An Applehead.
He's being Applehead. I think people in the comments or not the comments on Twitter were saying like, "Oh man, Chris Rock is being really funny, but he's bombing." And me and CJ were laughing about it's not he's not bombing. He's crushing. It's just you're used to hearing a mixed comedy special where the laughs are all sweetened and like
they couldn't pipe in the laughter.
They've added more laughter to fill in. Different moments.
I only saw clips of the special from a guy filming the TV.
That's the only
way I saw it. And no. It was all Will Smith stuff.
And everyone's like, he buried Will Smith. And it's like, Will Smith slapped him in the friggin' face.
Yeah, but Will Smith didn't come out looking good at all.
No, yeah, I think at the end of the... Well, CJ's famously
loves
hates
him.
Chris Rock and loves Will Smith.
I don't hate Chris Rock. I love Chris Rock. Born Suspect, very, very instrumental in my career as a stand-up that I quit 13 years in.
Yeah.
I love Chris Rock. He's old as heck. All these guys are old as heck.
But Chris Rock didn't feel old until this comedy special.
Yeah.
Like, all of the shit. These guys need to... Chris Rock, I always felt, was, like, above the cancel. I like... his premises and his bits about selective outrage. I think that's cool. But then when he talks about cancel and woke culture and all that shit, feels like,
I hate woke culture.
It feels like, dude, you don't need to talk about this. You're like a better comic than this.
Yeah. I actually liked his stuff, and I don't know, it's not because I'm a dad. I liked him talking about his daughters because that's what he is. He is a dad and an old man now.
I do like that. Yeah, you know? He does a whole bit about how he made the high school his daughter goes to expel his kid so she'll learn a lesson.
I don't know. I kind of see him as an anti-woke philosopher.
No, but yeah, seriously, true. Comedians are talking about, oh, I have a responsibility. It's like, no, you became a comedian because we don't
have... Yes, you
have,
do. You have a responsibility to be the modern-day thinker as a comedian.
You have a responsibility to, like,
your philosopher. Truly
stop trying to dress cool.
Yeah. What was that stupid joke that he told that we liked?
I don't know.
I forget. It was out of nowhere, and then he's, like, moving on. He, like...
Doggages?
Doggages. He did...
Snoop Dogg is selling mortgages.
Oh, did he do...
Selling doggages.
Did he do his new joke where he goes like, boogers, soft or hard, pick one.
Yeah. No, but that's great.
That's a good one.
That's great.
Yeah, that's really good.
I saw a video...
That is true, though. I agree.
...of Louis C.K. praising Theo Von for his comedy.
I saw a video thumbnail the other day that said Louis C.K. on the bombing of Nagasaki.
Where's your YouTube what going, you? Man?
Dude, fucking everywhere, dude. Yeah. I parkour, golfing, anti-woke comedy.
Gambling.
Gambling. Everywhere, dude.
Yeah.
Oh, I got to clear something up here. I'm selling a lot of stuff at the moment, and people keep hitting me up and posting comments saying that I've gotten into some trouble gambling. they know. I've had friends of mine text me saying like, what happened? The reason that I'm selling shit is because I used to have a giant desk in my office in my house that I moved into the office. Mm-hmm. And underneath that desk was all these things. And now that I don't have that desk, I have to get rid of those things. It's not because I got into a bit of trouble with a bookie at Yamava.
You wouldn't use a bookie at Yamava.
What's a bookie?
That's like if you want to make sports bets.
Well, it's not because I got in trouble with a person who tossed me some... I never even told y'all this, what happened to me.
What happened?
When I went to the casino by myself the other time on Rod's birthday, or the birthday weekend.
Yeah, he was begging me to go.
A guy, I was playing some slot machine right before I was going to leave, and I started winning.
Yeah.
And a guy comes up to me who looks like a little sweetie, but he's like... maybe unhoused. He goes, hey buddy, you're doing pretty good, huh? I was like, this machine's doing all right, yeah. And he goes, yeah, where are you from? And I go, LA. I live in LA. And he goes, you came out here by yourself, you must have it real bad. And I go, I just said, no, a bunch of my friends are here, they're just in a different part of the casino.
You lied to this man.
And he goes, that machine over there, you give me some money, I'll make us both 15 grand.
Yeah.
I swear. And I go, oh, no, man, I can't be doing that. I'm breaking even, so I'm trying to get out of here. And he goes, nah, man. Come on, take me to that machine. And I'm like, nah, sorry, dude. And then I hit a fucking run.
It's the worst places to go.
Absolutely the worst place to win.
Sorry, man, I don't have any.
I go, sorry, dude, I'm just trying to break even. And I say to him, I'm trying to get my thing back to $500.
Yeah.
Right.
And he goes, man, yeah, same. And then I hit and I start winning money.
Right.
Like, how much did you hit?
I think I won $100. And I'm still playing, and I go, well, I'm just going to play it down to 500 and break even and leave so that I don't have to get it. And then I hit again.
Yeah.
And then...
how many clams you win that time?
Maybe $50. And then I...
50
I go,
what?
$50.
50 clams. 50.
There's nothing better than a pocket full of scratch.
Oh, my God. Yeah, we were going to bring that back.
Hey, CJ.
Break me out some scratch.
Hey, pal, do you got a couple... pockets of scratch that I could borrow?
I don't think that's how you would use it.
I forget
scratch.
How you use
pockets of scratch?
My wallet's filled with scratch.
You can save up some scratch.
Yeah. That's
how much you say,
save,
right?
Up no, some no, scratch.
It's like, okay, I'll have this, this, this. How much scratch is that?
Yes.
you can't say I'm gonna give you a few scratch.
I'm gonna break off some of this. Break me off some of that scratch.
Yeah, break off some of the scratch makes sense.
No, so okay, so the
how
guy,
much scratch is that?
I'm gonna have two see, scratch.
The guy's seeing me make scratch, and I go, "All right, dude, my friends are wait. Oh shit, I act like
so you're at the slot collecting clams, and yeah. What happens?
I act like my phone rings. Uh-huh. And I go, oh shit, y'all are in the parking lot? Okay, I'll be right there. Sorry, dude, I gotta cash out. And he goes, ah shit, okay, man, you are winning. And I go, yeah. And I walk to the casino, and he walks behind me. This is the second time that this has happened.
Dude, yeah, you can't go by yourself.
So
he walks behind me, and then he walks to the ATM with me, and he watches me get my cash out of that
little
ticket, my scratch. But this guy's not scary like those other guys.
Yeah.
He's like he wants me to stay and hang out with him because he's there by himself. He says he doesn't have a home and he grew up in Hollywood. I'm talking to him. I'm like, oh, man, that's too bad. No, I got to go meet my buddies. And he goes, come on, man. Just put $100 down on this machine for me and let me play it and I'll split it with you. I guarantee I will win. And I go, what machine is it? And he points at it, and he goes, that one. And I'm like, he just pointed at a random machine. And so I go, no, sorry, dude. And I cash out, and I gave him $20.
Okay, that's
and nice. Then he
that's
goes, nice thank you so much, man. Check it out. I'm going to play all this, and I'm going to give you half of what I win.
Okay, so.
And then he starts playing.
So you believed him, and you were, like, invested?
No, I didn't know what to do.
He invested in this man.
I didn't know what to do.
To the office in a minute?
I think Witt said to himself, I got a money-making idea.
Yeah, this is a good investment.
Bum, 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 bum.
I felt not afraid. I felt bad for the guy. And so I sit there with him while he plays the $20 I gave him. It plays about $10, and he's losing every spin.
Mm-hmm.
And then it's I just go, oh, shit, and I acted again like my friends were calling me. I go, hey, pal, I gotta go. My buddies are out. And I put my hand on his shoulder, and he grabbed my hand in this way of like, thank you for this. And then I said bye and left him.
That's gonna be, you spoke to you in the future.
For sure.
No, it is that vibe is tough because, so I was at a coffee shop by my house. And a guy came up to me. It's
there's not
ask
a coffee
you,
shop near your house.
Yes, there is.
Wait,
imagine
yeah, where, dude?
Terramia on Easter.
What, you mean like 15 minutes away?
No.
15 minutes can be by your house.
There is a lot of great stuff there. You guys will know when
there's
you,
a Domino's and a Subway.
When you guys become hip.
Well, what's, yeah. yum, what's better than a Domino's
okay,
and Subway?
But this guy came up to me and he was like, hey, man, do you got a phone cord? And I've always, living in Chicago, that's how I'd get robbed. When they ask for something simple,
yeah.
so you can have me like open my bag or like me look away or like think of an excuse to like grab something. I said no. I didn't have it. So the guy then asked the lady next to me and she goes, oh, I have one of these charger packs. He goes, great, let me plug mine in or whatever. And then he's like asking her questions about her life, asking if she can give him a ride or whatever. And I had my headphones on, so I turned my headphone volume down so I can listen to this whole thing. And he's like, you give me a ride over that stop? Just give me a ride. And she goes, I can't, blah, blah.
So you paused the flagrant ones?
Yeah.
What is the flagrant ones?
Go on.
What is the flagrant?
Hollywood Handbook.
Oh, right.
Oh, wait, I'm thinking of something else. Sorry.
What's Andrew Schultz?
No,
what's
Andrew Schultz? No, isn't that?
Yeah, that's it. Ones?
Or is it
wait, no.
flagrant?
Flagrant ones is definitely
Hollywood Handbook
and Carl Tart.
But you're talking about, Andrew Schultz.
Oh, Andrew Schultz.
Well, is it good that we don't know what that podcast is called?
Yeah.
It's just,
what is it? It's like that.
It's kind of wild.
I considering, think it's flagrant.
It could be flagrant.
Considering
that's a magazine.
It's wild that we don't know what it's called considering how it's constantly on my YouTube page.
I literally have no idea what it is.
Anyways, okay, the story's not even that.
Oh, because here's the confusing part. They're called Flagrant, but they have another one called Flagrant 2. So I thought it was Flagrant 1. Okay.
But, so, it was just like, now I was like, oh, this guy's just trying to get one over on somebody, and he might even hurt this lady if he convinced her to give her a ride. And then, so he's like, let me just borrow this charger pack. I'm going to go outside so I can charge my phone enough to call an Uber. I was like, oh, he might just be stealing a charger pack. He goes out there. He lets it charge. And I take my headphones off. I say to the lady, I'm like,
hey. Can I tell you what the ending of the story is?
What?
Turns out he was the CEO of Pizza Hut.
Yeah.
Yep.
And he gave the lady 100 $1 million.
And four stock in Pizza Hut.
And four stocks in Pizza
Hut. Wow.
I hate those fucking videos on TikTok.
That's all it is now.
Where a guy's like, hey, man, can I borrow a dollar? Yeah. And the guy goes, sure, I don't have a dollar, but I have a Clif Bar. Here you go. And the guy goes, thank you. And for that, here's $500.
Well, that's what we need to do.
That's like Mr. Beast.
We need
is that
to.
What that
Mr.
Is?
Beast. Yeah.
I that's,
we need
hate
to create
shit.
One of those, and then where they kidnap the person, you say, don't be doing this.
Yeah.
Because that's what. But then this late. So the guy actually did charge his phone and then had an Uber come to take him to his.
To the Pizza Hut headquarters.
No, to his probation officer. And I asked the lady, and so I felt bad because I asked the lady, I was like, hey, are you okay? Do you need me to help you at all? She goes, no, I'm fine. But wow. She was clearly uncomfortable or whatever. But, I mean, that's just a man. I'm a man.
You're a man.
I'm a man. I screwed up.
Hmm.
So, what are you supposed to do? I didn't want to be like, oh, I don't do nothing and her get in trouble.
I mean, fuck, dude. I don't know. That kind of situation.
Roger kind of found himself in a situation like that.
Yeah.
What do you mean?
Well, you were checking in on a girl who was like, being hassled by a guy, and you're like, is everything okay? She goes, yeah, yeah, I'm fine. And you go,
can I squeeze your butt?
And then you go, are you a model?
And let me take your photo. And actually, I don't have my camera. My camera's at my house.
And then he goes, well, take my card. And it's just a handwritten note that says Rod Berry, camera guy, and his phone number. So,
yeah. Is there a problem with that?
No, hey, I was just telling you. Anything for art. Story, dude. Come on.
You guys know I'm a camera guy.
That's true.
Yeah.
I love your videos with you. CJ's been trying to see this Creed 3 for days. I said I wanted to see it, but I can't find the time.
Let's go.
Can't see it tonight?
I like the idea of going to see the movie. I'm not saying I would.
Why don't you want to go, Clay?
I don't know, man. Because I just think about food all the time.
Well, I will wait if you guys want to go. When can you go? Can you go tomorrow night?
I don't know. I don't want to be checking my calendar on the podcast.
What the heck? Yeah, who cares? They like to see that behind the scenes on this podcast.
You don't want to check your...
Is that tomorrow?
Yeah, Q&A tomorrow, yeah.
Do you seriously?
Yeah.
Just tell them to email you.
Where's this Q&A tomorrow?
Yeah, I'll send...
Tomorrow it's on Zoom, and okay.
What in the crap?
Do you have a Zoom?
We got a Q&A in Santa Ana. Friday, we got a Q&A in Seattle.
You're going to Santa Ana?
We're going to Santa Ana, but Seattle is Zoom, and I think... I don't know what tomorrow is.
Seattle, Washington?
Okay, tell me what kind of questions people are asking you on these Q&As.
They ask good questions.
Like what? What kind of camera?
My favorite question that they ask...
How big is the camera?
My favorite question that they ask is...
what kind of
microphone
dangling?
Your least favorite part of the movie, to be honest?
Do you say?
Don't
say my part.
No.
Don't say my part.
That's one of my favorite parts.
Just so you guys know, my part's longer.
You don't like Grape Dog, because that's the...
I don't like Grape Dog, not because of anybody... I think my performance in that scene is bad.
Or so, it's different than the...
It's different from the rest of the...
Yeah.
I'm telling the audience that there is a sad dog who...
There's a sad dog who lives in the office next to ours, and we'll probably be calling the manager of this place pretty soon
see if they can hear it.
Nah, probably not.
No, it's just,
why won't you guys stop talking?
Because
I don't know if they hear that, but I hear it.
Yeah.
Okay.
We
got to get that dog out.
Yeah, we need to save the dog for sure.
Or maybe under the can we fit like a bone under the door, you think?
Maybe,
or does that not
like
make sense?
Turn it into a PDF.
Why do dogs like bones? Is there anything you like in the world as
you print a picture of a bone, you go, this should calm him down.
Yeah. And then just decompress
this. Yeah.
We send the bone as a zip file.
You know how to open that, right?
Yeah. Most Macs. Decompress that for you.
Okay, what's the CJ? Can you rank all the Creed movies?
There's only been three.
One, two.
Yeah. Where's that rank?
What?
I know you haven't seen the third.
And you're ranking them in the order that they've come out.
What?
You're ranking them in the order they've come out.
I think it'll be 1, 3, 2.
But as of right now, it's 1, 2.
I don't think I've seen 2.
Yeah, many people have not.
What's
1 is
two
good.
About?
Huh?
One's
one
good.
Fantastic. 2 is like your classic sequel trap. Where it's like, but if that one has, there's an edit or a scene that got taken out of the movie that would have made it incredible.
Where they box?
Yeah, they cut the whole boxing sequence.
They got boxing out of the movie. Yeah.
What is the real scene?
It's after, spoiler alert, he beats Ivan Drago's son, and then it's him going in and talking to like they're both like so tired and beaten down, and Michael B. Jordan like limps into the locker room and like talks to him and talk about how they're different.
What does the B stand for? Boxing?
Yes, they're different than their fathers, like they have different legacies, and it's really good. And they took it out of the movie for some reason.
Yeah.
Because they want people to think they're the same as their fathers.
Yeah.
Yes. But everyone's great in it. It has some weird stuff in it. I'd be curious of your thoughts. I'm doing a Q&A after your guys.
Did you see Creed 1, Clay?
No.
Did you, Rod?
Yeah.
And your thoughts?
I think I really loved it. I don't remember. It was a long time ago.
I think I really loved it. Get a life.
Yeah, come on.
Let's go back to my question. Why do dogs like bones so much?
Because
has there been a study on that?
Mm-mm. I think they just like to chew on something. It's like a hard thing, and they can just really like kind of chew on it for a long time.
Oh, interesting. Do y'all know why pigs like apple cores and not apples?
Why?
In every picture of a pig, they're thirsting over an apple core.
Yeah.
And I've always wondered that. Why not just an apple?
I do have a reason.
What?
They got a full apple in their mouth. They're about to get roasted.
Oh, yeah, that's true. They know that.
That's pretty good.
Mm-hmm. No, it's because...
Have y'all ever had a pig like that? Have you ever had a pig that had an apple in its mouth? I've had a pig that had
an apple. I don't know if the apple was in the mouth, but I have...
I've had roasted pig before.
Where you see the whole thing?
Yeah, but I don't like that. I don't think I've seen the apple.
What's the apple doing in the mouth?
I don't know.
It's for flavor. Well,
sometimes you put a beer in a chicken butt. Like, I don't know. Like, yeah.
So you eat the apple with the pig lips, it tastes has an apple-y flavor?
Yeah.
Remember when Mr. Bean caught his head in a turkey?
Oh, well, he had to get a better look inside that so you find his watch.
Yeah.
I think about it all the time.
I did.
Clay gave me a watch.
I gave him a watch. We talked about it earlier, but we didn't say what watch it was.
Home Improvement 100th episode.
Yeah.
Really sick. And the little hand is actually a saw.
Does it work?
And the other hand is a hammer.
Yeah.
That's nice.
Very good pickup.
Is it working?
No.
It don't matter. I don't know how to tell time anyways. What do I got to be? Take care of my damn kid?
I'll look at my damn phone if I need to know the time.
All your kid knows how to say is, ah.
Ad. Ad. Ad.
I did yoga for the second time the other day.
Where at?
I don't know, down the street.
Bikram? No, that's not.
You did two sessions of yoga today? There.
No, no, the other day I did it for the second time. Yeah.
That place rocks.
I did hot yoga, and I used a mat that I somebody gave me that was cheap.
Yeah.
And
what's his last name?
Matt? Yeah. Tanner from our friend from high school.
So you do yoga on top of him?
Yeah.
What the?
That's weird. Yoga sounds weird.
So I did that. I was sweating all over the place. And
collapsed after that.
Yeah, it ended up being this yoga mat was really bad, and it was like a fucking episode of Mr. Bean because every position they'd tell me to do, I would slip onto my fucking stomach, and everybody kept looking at me all rude, like mean, like I was being a dickhead.
They probably thought you were filming a TikTok.
Maybe at some point, I just had to give up and like lay there.
They see a guy falling around, they think it's a comedian making a TikTok for sure.
Do you experience the same thing where in the beginning you're like, how is this even exercise? This is so easy. When am I going to start sweating? And then after, by the end of it, you're dead?
Well, yeah, and I wore like a sweat, like a hoodie and a fucking sweatpants thinking, I'm not a big sweater, so. Yeah. And then within fucking 10 minutes, I was fucking dying.
Before my, when I was trying to lose weight before my wedding, I did that for 3 weeks and I lost 16 pounds.
What the hell?
Because I was doing it twice a week and then lifting weights.
Yeah.
It's incredible, but you might pass out.
Yeah. Clay he's on a no candy diet now.
Well, I'm on a I think you look not much good. Diet. I'm the biggest I've ever been in my life right now.
Really?
Yeah.
Yeah, that's just your
about 215 right now.
Pounds?
Oh yeah.
It don't look like
so where you carry your weight?
In my ass.
In your asshole or
the poop?
Around the asshole.
You got lots of poop.
Mm-hmm. So what are you that's not? You're not supposed to eat. What is it?
I eat the same thing every day.
What?
Oatmeal in the morning, shake in the afternoon, like a smoothie in the afternoon, and at night we have like this dog is going off. Yeah. Chicken and spinach and stuff like that.
Interesting.
Yeah. It makes me want to rip my own head off.
And you can drink margaritas.
Mm-hmm.
Well, that's good. And you haven't had beer?
No.
Beer me in the morning, beer me in the evening, beer me in supper time.
Are you gonna? What's the goal here?
Lose 20 pounds.
And you did on your journey to hotness?
Yeah, and then I'm just going to go back to my old ways of eating cheeseburgers in the afternoon.
But then you'll just get back to... Or how do you maintain the...
I didn't say maintain.
Well, then what's the point of losing it?
So you can feel better.
You feel better, and then you can get back to the burgers.
And then you go back
again. I'm just trying
to
get back to the burgers. You know, that's what I'm trying to do.
You know what I do? I just get a fade.
A fade?
Yeah.
Well, what does that do? Makes your head look bigger?
Make my head look smaller.
No, you does have it the make your, opposite idea of what a fade does.
Does it make your head look...
When my hair grows, I get that microphone where it's like fuzzy. You know that I don't look good.
It does look... CJ has the perfect...
No, you cannot talk.
CJ
you
has...
You fucking like pour, smear poop all over your clothes and be like, check out my new cool clothes.
When you do have poop on your clothes, you try to tell us it's cool all the time.
Wait, you need to back me up. Ryan's
hanging right, up on CJ, I'm sorry.
Like,
I'm
going
to have to kill you.
Because it has old shit on the back.
But Clay, do you like the poop on the clothes? Or?
Yeah, that's
cool. I don't have poop on my clothes.
In skate culture?
Right, blood. There's blood and poop.
There's blood, for sure.
You put dirt, shit, and fucking piss on your shirt.
I remember, you still do it, probably, but... Wait, we'll be like, I need to pop in the store and get a shirt real quick. He'd get the shirt, and then he would just stretch it and, like, freaking rip the collar.
I hate a new shirt.
Oh, yeah. He rips the collar immediately.
I don't do that as much.
I get a shirt, too, but I put it in the washer.
No. I hate a new shirt. A lot of the time, I don't do that as much, but the reason I don't do it is because I, like, have learned how to buy a specific style of shirt that I don't have to do that to. But, I mean, one of my biggest regrets...
It's not having poop on your clothes.
No, is in the golden one, I was wearing a certain outfit with like a blue shirt and some navy pants.
Aren't you wearing a shirt that was basically ripped off of you?
Well, so, and underneath that was one of those white shirts that was all stretched out.
You ever seen the meme where the guy goes, oh, man, I need a napkin. He goes, I got you, bro. And he goes to a guy with a t-shirt and he rips it off of him.
That's another trend on there that's awful.
Well, so then I took my navy blue.
You should buy new t-shirts and then do those TikToks with those kids.
I should, yeah. I took the navy blue shirt off, and underneath it was this, because I was so hot up there, not thinking, oh shit, this is being filmed. Mm-hmm. And then underneath
I was cooking food up there, and I left the oven on and the door open.
Yeah. Underneath it was that stretched
out
white shirt.
You agree with that? You agree that I was doing that?
Yeah.
Okay.
And then tied on the side because I didn't want to tuck my shirt in. I wanted my shirt to look shorter. And so now I just look like a goddamn Peter Pan prancing around in a fucking pirate ship.
Yeah.
Regret it. And then I had to do it again on the second show that we taped.
You had to wear the same exact clothes.
Yeah. And your second regret was Dove Davidoff not being in the movie, right?
Who's Dove Davidoff?
You know who Dove Davidoff is? You know who
he is. Wait, I think I've done... Is he a stand-up?
Yeah.
Yeah, I think
who's
I've done
Dove
shows
Davidoff?
You know Dove Davidoff. He was always on Premium Blend.
We all know Dove Davidoff.
You know Dove Davidoff. You have a poster of him right behind you at the new office.
Oh, that's Premium Blend back in the day, like in 2003, would change people's lives.
Mm-hmm.
Really? Yeah.
Do you think would you get money for being on Shorties watching Shorties?
Oh, of course.
Yeah.
Sure.
Of course.
I love Shorties
like,
watching Shorties.
BJ Novak did... Premium Blend before. Well, he also went to Harvard and like was born.
He probably immediately got a job at Family Guy.
Writer,
yeah. Imagine how much money Todd Barry made during those years.
Who was the comedian who would go like this thing the other
Jeremy
day?
Jeremy Hotz.
What's his name?
Jeremy Hotz.
He would like sort of start to laugh. Could you believe what was going on?
And then we found out that or we realized
that he wears the same exact outfit. Oh my god!
As Arnold Schwarzenegger.
This is like Homer Simpson.
This is like before. Memes really existed on Instagram. I posted about this. And he's so obscure. He's such an obscure comic. He wears in his special
the exact
to the T outfit as Arnold Schwarzenegger in Last Action Hero. And we were laughing about it. And then...
That's a cool... I always wanted to...
Nobody cared about it, but...
You know what actually I was thinking about Last Action Hero recently? Is... The layer of the movie, like the movie within the movie, would actually be a great Arnold Schwarzenegger series.
What is that movie?
It's The Ripper, right? Or whatever, Jack.
Oh, yeah. He's a scary villain.
Yeah, that villain is really good.
With the hook.
Yeah, right? Or no, with the like it's like a sigh, right?
Yeah, okay.
Yeah. But like
does this look familiar, Clay?
Yep, that's it.
It's the exact, same outfit. Everybody, go check out Jeremy Hott's Just for Laughs Comedy Festival.
Maybe you could post that.
And then see fucking Arnold and Last Action Hero.
I had Last Action Hero toys.
Oh, they're yeah, me great. Too. It was all great.
They were awesome. That movie was a big bomb.
Wasn't there really? a cartoon character in that?
Yeah, his partner.
Yeah, the rabbit. But that was like making fun of that trend of like the Paul Abdul and like...
Mm-hmm. Who Framed Roger Rabbit.
Yeah, yeah. No, that movie is awesome. It still is like, yeah, it's, I don't know. It's really good.
Yeah.
It's the same. Yeah, this is huge. This is a huge thing that me
you
and
know,
CJ
the only
knows.
Part I remember of that movie is when he went to the video store and he saw a picture of himself.
Yeah, and Sylvester Stallone was the Terminator.
Yeah.
No, it's incredible. Yeah. That movie is underrated.
Yeah.
Extremely underrated. And Arnold's got a new TV series out that I want to watch.
What is it?
I forget. But Arnold Schwarzenegger is the same way. I'm sure he said some problematic stuff that I'm forgetting about. But
yeah, he's like he used to like run around and squeeze people's butts and stuff.
That's fine. But like him and Shaq are like they're like a special kind of human that we won't. They're like once in a lifetime.
Yeah. Well, they're both really big. Is that what you mean?
Yes.
Yeah.
We showed Conrad twins.
What? Oh yeah.
And he went. Bleh.
Wow.
Isn't that weird?
He really liked it.
Me and CJ, when Conrad's running around, we'll go, say your full name, I'll give you $40,000.
Yeah.
He won't do it.
It's like, but one
$40,000 is a lot of
he
money.
He might catch us one day. We should make a TikTok where we
You're
keep.
You're obsessed with this
shit.
We
keep doing it until, and then the video that he does do it is going to be huge.
And then that's how you'll pay the $40,000.
Exactly.
Rod, how TikTok much are you scrolling through Tik?
I don't TikTok. Actually look at TikTok.
Rod,
at all.
Yeah, right.
You don't look at it at all?
No, I don't look at TikTok.
You are lying.
Not even porta potty videos?
No, I don't watch TikTok.
What's porta potty
what about
videos?
You, Clay?
Porta potty.
Are you addicted?
No, I'll catch myself on Instagram Reels and like keep on swiping.
That's
and
worse.
And YouTube Shorts.
Those YouTube are Shorts. Those are bad TikTok.
I know, and I can't. I get in the rhythm of just watching them.
Yeah, my Instagram Reels is nothing but sharks and alligators and shit.
But that's the thing.
Dude, that sounds scary.
What TikTok scary does stuff. Well that Instagram and YouTube Shorts don't do is they occasionally go.
Do they have YouTube pants?
Yeah, YouTube. Okay. I think they have YouTube turtlenecks. But they give you some video where, like, we know it has nothing to do with your interest, but you're going to like it. And I end up loving it.
That's all my
YouTube.
But
then they started feeding me fight videos and, like, true crime, and I don't like that.
Who found Vegas Matt, which is what kicked this whole
I think
new,
you found Vegas Matt, and I'm continuing watching him.
No, I didn't find Vegas Matt. Maybe Bud did. We found Vegas Matt is what kicked us into this, like, slot machine world.
I'm a CEG guy myself.
What's that?
It's a, I think it's CEG, it could be something else, but it's a casino school in Vegas, and then people will give them roulette systems, and they'll try it out, or like blackjack systems, where like, and then they'll rate the system how well it is.
Casino school?
Yeah, it's a casino school, yes.
That's fun.
Uh-oh, guys.
What?
Breaking news.
Huh. Okay.
Chris Evans and Ana de Armas, is their name? They star in the first trailer for a movie called Ghosted. How is that?
There's two TV shows. There's three TV shows and now a movie called Ghosted.
Why? And why is Rex Chapman replying with a fire emoji to the movie trailer?
He probably might be because
that's fire. Have you watched the trailer?
Other thing, what do you guys think about the Ninja Turtles trailer?
Oh, there's a part in the trailer. And when
did this shit come out?
I almost tweeted. I think I'm gonna be a brand new. I think I'm gonna throw up. Just dropped. remember? Because
why did that was one of them say? It's better than I'm gonna
like
throw up in my mouth.
Like a one of those fucking Raphael fucking things landing in someone's leg, and he goes, oops! And he goes, I think I'm gonna throw up.
Which is fine, but is it for us?
I think it's for kids.
Let's stop playing that game, dude. That's what people say about like SNL. Or,
is it for us?
This isn't for us. It's for children. CJ made the comment, realized the other night. It's like, well, then why is there a Fox News sketch at the beginning?
It's not for kids. But then it opens on a Fox News sketch.
Kids love politics.
No, yeah, I love politics.
They love to see Joe Biden.
Guess what? I still love and support, and I like what the show.
Oh, well, I also as a kid. I also say the new Ninja Turtles looks good.
I thought it looked
the
animation.
I think it looked great. I think it's going to be a good movie.
It looks
I'm definitely
fun.
Going to see it. We're definitely seeing it.
Yeah, for sure. But I think a lot of movies that are for kids are also good movies. Like that Spider-Verse movie, that great. Shit's for kids. It's
Thomas the Train
sick.
Is so sick.
Yeah.
Mm-hmm.
Thomas that the little Train. Melon kid, so good.
Melon kid?
Coco Melon?
Coco Melon, no. So
Coco
good.
Melon, yeah.
So good.
Yeah.
Those little like...
if people...
Stop.
Okay.
The little YouTube videos.
You stop.
Helper trucks?
Well, someone has to start now.
Okay, go ahead.
Those are YouTube videos where Spider-Man and the Frozen Lady do stuff together.
Oh, I've seen it. It's a playground.
So good.
What you talking about?
You know, there used to be a trend on YouTube where...
Like a grown man would dress as Spider-Man.
And a grown man would dress up like one of the Frozen characters, and they would like play Legos together, and it would get like billions of views because like kids like don't know what
that's
they're watching.
That's all I want
to
do.
Kids don't got no brain
of
yet.
Views.
Right.
It just would like go to the next thing or whatever. Just start playing a random random thing.
I do have a fascination with TikTok again.
Yeah, dude, you're obsessed. Yeah. All you want is to be on go viral on TikTok.
No, but I want to go viral in something that I truly enjoy doing.
Yeah, which is you going, here's a story of how I met Reggie Miller.
No, but I'm trying to do a new thing where I'm not doing that.
Oh, okay.
Well, you released a new one.
Yeah.
What is it?
My new thing is I'm trying to find new ways to look at classic highlights that everyone likes.
How did that do? Because it was a good video.
You say highlights, you mean basketball
and
clips.
Sports. People are
not like the markers.
They haven't gone viral, but they. I've.
Why
I've
is
had,
he not
I've,
answering my marker question?
Wait, what did you say?
You mean marker?
Oh yes, markers? I review highlighters. But okay. Let's do that video.
Okay.
Let's break down a highlighter.
Okay.
That's actually really fun.
See. Yeah. No, but now I got.
You're like,
a
what
new,
color is this?
I got a yellow. New sports series where I make fun of the people in the background of the.
Yeah,
highlights.
You're roasting audience.
Yes,
that's nice.
It's really good. It's a good video.
Hey, y'all ever seen the dude in the background of the basketball game in Back to the Future? Or no, Teen Wolf, where he just shows his
we'll
dick
do that.
And wiggles it around.
Wait, his dick?
Yeah,
he takes his dick crazy. Out. Yeah,
that was a VH1 thing. I remember on VH1 they talked about.
Yeah, we learned that about that on I Love the Something.
Yeah,
I'm sure.
And then my other series
I love the show
on
like,
there.
I love I don't know something.
Is I'm rewatching athletes hosting SNL and I'm breaking or I'm giving them 2K ratings.
Oh,
what's 2K ratings?
I made this head fall off.
NBA 2K. They'll be like, oh, Kevin Durant is a 97. On
what is NBA 2K?
It's a video
basketball
game.
Video game.
What's
you
basketball?
Sound like a fool.
It's like, wait, does Tony Hawk characters, they have like the...
They have like stats.
They have stats.
Usually you get up all the stats.
Yeah.
All
but on this new channel, Wit, let's figure out how we do Tony Hawk on there.
Okay.
No, you're part of this.
I'm part of this? Why isn't Clay part of this?
Because
listen,
wait,
I gotta edit
Clay,
this.
What do you want
are you
yeah,
trying
you'll
to
edit it?
Are you trying to get into this office? Is that what you're trying to do right now?
No, you can come to my office.
Oh, that reminded me of my what I thought. Clay... If somebody gives The Civil Dead a bad review, we just say, it's for kids, it's not for you.
Yeah,
that's funny.
This is for kids.
Or you could do this.
I'm not going to say, I'm not going to say the guy's name, but I meant to send you this video. It's the guy on TikTok.
To the microphone?
The guy on TikTok, the director, were like, these movies are really bad and embarrassing, but he loves like talking about...
Action Jackson?
No, he's a director. We're embarrassed by him.
Oh, yes.
But I don't want to say because someone will know.
Yeah,
yes.
Yeah.
He went on and he's like, I'm trying not to. He's like, let's read all my good and bad reviews of my movie.
Oh, I've seen that.
Oh, no.
Yeah.
Oh, is this a Letterboxd thing?
Well, no, he
did it independently.
It's on TikTok. And there's more about him that I'm like fascinated by.
How's he get money to make these movies?
So his life seems sick without doing a single like he's directed these movies, but I still aspire to have like his nice apartment.
Yeah.
And like the opportunities.
And he sucks. He's this filmmaker who makes
Don't. Ugh, yeah, you need to work. You need to work in this business with that you can't.
He's gonna be your boss one day.
He might. I bet you he's.
And also, he might be a CEO of Pizza Hut. And if you roast him, he won't give you.
He's the kind of guy.
This is the kind of thing you need to learn.
Sees civil dead, and he goes, "This is awesome. How do I co-opt it somehow?"
Well, we'd be happy if he wanted to.
Okay.
Would he give you?
Well, then his name is Clay. I gotta go pee.
Okay. If he give Whit and Clay $10,000,
we've gone.
We'll do anything.
We've gone over, but gang, that's another episode of the podcast, and we we got a brand new toilet. That's the podcast. Anything you wanna?
Well, get our merch. We got hoodies left.
Yeah, we got
and hoodies. So get them hoodies.
Maybe you could still watch Civil Dead in the theater.
You can still watch Civil Dead in some places.
You can rent it. You can buy it.
You can buy it.
Our DVD drops next month. You could, or our Blu-ray. Subscribe to our Patreon, where we'll be doing fucked up shit.
Yeah, dude.
All right, thank you.
Okay, bye, gang.